Welcome back to Etihad Stadium, and what a day for this young lady on the front cover of the Record, 25-year-old South Australian Eleni Gloutsis, officiating in her first senior AFL match, and we wish her all the very best. She becomes the first female field umpire to achieve that feat.
Yeah, cool as a cucumber she was. So Eleni joins us now. Eleni, good morning to you. Thanks for your time. How was it?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was unbelievable. I'm really, really pleased with most things how it went, and I'm just relieved it's over, to be honest.
Even better, Eleni, the feedback has been really positive.
Yeah, look, overall, I was pretty happy. Obviously, things to work on, but, you know, overall, for my first game, I'm pretty happy with how it went. Thank you.
Well, you'd come through the ranks. You started in 2008, and I think the reason then was to be at the highest level as you possibly could go, and you got that achievement. But you're a pioneer, aren't you? Your first ever.
Oh, look, I'm just really happy to be doing my best, and so I've just always had a passion for footy, and that's really why I love umpiring. And I'm just couldn't be more thrilled to be umpiring AFL.
All right, I guess there's that other career path now, isn't there? Because there you can actually. Yeah, we've got the Women's League up and running. Do you play as well, Eleni?
Oh, look, I used to. I absolutely loved playing footy through high school and even primary school. But, you know, at the time in South Australia, there wasn't really the pathways there are now. And so umpiring was a really great path to follow. And who knows what it would have been if I was coming through the ranks today.
Right. Yeah, from South Australia, who do you support?
I don't support anybody. I'm just an umpire.
Crows, is it? Port?
No, look, I've been umpiring for 12 years now, so when you have your own match on the weekend, you find it really hard to keep supporting one team because you just don't see them often enough. So I just love watching really good games of footy.
Eleni, was it hard making your way up through the grades? Did you feel any pushback or did you get help along the way?
Oh, look, the majority of the time, everyone was really supportive, and for the most part, I've just been treated like any other umpire, male or female, and I really can't thank my coaches enough for all their support and encouragement along the way. I think the only main push I've kind of had was being able to be part of the female field umpire pathway with the AFL, which was, you know, a fantastic opportunity for me, and luckily I've been able to kind of grasp that with both hands and go on to my first AFL match.
Have you got another one coming up?
Yes, I'm actually heading to Alice Springs this weekend to officiate in the Melbourne versus Gold Coast game. So
Nice. We're
looking forward to that and making sure I drink plenty of water this week. Yeah.
Now, tell us about this bouncing of the ball. What was the issue there?
Oh, look, you know, you have your good days and you have your bad days. And generally, I'm a pretty good bouncer, but they just relayed the turf that Eddie had, which made it particularly soft. And so, you know, a lot of us had a bit of a challenge on the weekend. And we just thought the right thing for the game was just to ball it up. And that's what we did.
It looked better anyway. I mean, at least you get it up where you want it to.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as I said, generally, I've been a pretty good bouncer. I was particularly disappointed with my effort on the weekend. But, you know, you're going to have nerves and things like that.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can come out this weekend and show that I can bounce.
I was about to say, even for any umpire making their debut, there would be those nerves associated with that. But in particular, did you feel like the eyes of the AFL world were upon you?
Oh, look, you know, there was a lot of media during the week, which was all really positive and fantastic. And I just went out there on the day and tried to just make sure I treated it like every other match and just do my best. And I think I did that pretty well, I hope.
Yeah.
Well, they're hardcore, these players. Do you find they treat you any differently or is it the same?
Oh, look, I think overall it's pretty professional these days. So, you know, most players are just there to play the game and to do their best as well. So majority of the time that they're fine. And, you know, they were really great on the weekend, came and shook my hand and, you know, said, well done and good luck and things like that, which is always really nice to see.
Yeah, until you've gave a free kick against them.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I want. I don't want to be treated any differently from anyone else.
In the world of rugby league, we've got a couple of females climbing up through the ranks, but we haven't quite got one as a on-field referee in the elite level, Eleni, because we've got Casey Badger, whose actually husband is a referee at the top flight. So it won't be long either for rugby league, we hope.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's fantastic just to see that female sport and officiating is just progressing. And, you know, we're at the point now where females have been involved in both rugby and AFL from the grassroots probably the last few years. And so it'll be no time before we have females in all different levels of the highest level in Australia.
Obviously, fitness a huge thing when you are umpiring. How did you find your fitness? Is there any work needed?
oh, look, there's always work to be done on fitness. And I think that, you know, that jump up was always going to be a bit of a step. But, you know, there were times I thought, goodness, I've got to really get my bike here. But overall, I was pretty pleased with the way I was able to move around the ground. Mm.
And what about your school teacher, Eleni? What about the kids? What was their sort of feedback? Are you getting support there, or are you getting a bit of stick?
Oh, look, I work in Essendon, so majority of the boys are Essendon fans. So thank goodness for me, Essendon got up on the weekend, so the feedback hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, you're police with a whistle, though, don't you, at school?
Oh, well, being a PE teacher, I have to use the whistle a bit in class, yes. So transferable skills, which is great.
Oh, look, absolutely fabulous. I just think it's wonderful, the game. Are there any other talented females coming through the ranks?
Yeah, absolutely. As part of our female pathway, we've now got two more girls on the pathway in Libby Tuvey and Annie Mirabli, who's also just done her first senior VFL match. So hopefully, you know, there's opportunities for them down the track, and we'll have a number of female field umpires on the list in years to come.
Grand final chance?
Oh, not this year, no way. But, you know, hopefully in the next few years, if I can just keep mounting my games up, you know, the game is to do as well as I can at each and every game and see where it takes me from there.
Yeah, and do you go back and watch the game?
Yeah, definitely. So last night I went through my whole game from start to finish, looking at positioning, decision-making, put in a bit of a review, and then I'll go through that with my coach as well.
What's the hardest call for an AFL umpire?
Oh, look, I think it's those kind of ones where you have to make an interpretational decision. Mm. So, you know, the deliberate out of bounds these days, the deliberate rush behind and the holding the ball are probably the ones with the most grey area. But the unique and great thing about footy is that every single decision is different. And that's what makes it challenging sometimes, but what makes the game great. And
are you married?
No, I've got a partner who's actually an AFL boundary umpire. So he's great at understanding the requirements for this level. But, yeah, no, we're just together at the moment.
Yeah.
Is he jealous? Good.
Is he jealous? Yeah.
No, he's really happy for me. And hopefully this year sometime we'll get to a game together, which would be awesome.
Imagine that. Wouldn't that be a blast? Look, Eleni, we thank you so much for your time. We know you've done a lot of media, but we were keen to chat with you. And it's great to see you doing so well, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Eleni Glufsis, who's, she's a pioneer, isn't she?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's
there's
the world
no doubt
where
about it.
It is, it's a quality, and she's there on her own merits and did a wonderful job. Great debut.